Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Welcome back to our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. We're at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road here in Baton Rouge. Come on by. Got great food and drink specials. Also, 16 surround sound TVs you can watch as you eat. And then at 6:30, right here on the Big 870 WWL, LSU, Alabama, giving us some insights on the game and our keys to the game segment. And it's brought to you weekly by Hug and Haul Equipment Company. Hug and Haul, starting up in 1956, the leader in the heavy equipment and heavy usage part of games in both Arkansas and Oklahoma. Now they have 5 locations here in the state of Louisiana. Rene Nadeau from Crescent City Sports, and he's old enough to remember when they had a defensive back at Edna Card at junior high, right? Junior Lou.
No. It was junior high, and it wasn't just a cornerback. It was Mr. Interception. Now we got to get this right.
Okay. Now he's supposed to give me a dollar every time I call him the legendary Herb Kyle. Now, Rene, you know what he do with me? He give me nothing but a bunch of saltine crackers. I can keep that at the house.
I don't want to embarrass her, but I'm going to tell you what. Going back, Kenny Trahan and I did a game on a prep game in a week on TV, probably back in the early 90s. And we were doing an old Perry Walker game, and there was a sophomore quarterback named Herb Tyler who just lit up the field over 300 yards in that game. And I remember me and Kenny Trahan just said, this guy's got quite a future. And I don't know what game it was, Herb, but I tell you what, it was early in the season, your sophomore year, old Perry Walker, and What impression you made early in your career, buddy.
I appreciate that, Rene. Thank you, man. That was either the Shaw game or the John Curtis game, one of those two.
Well, it made an impression on us. But and I tell you who he reminds me a lot of, and Herb and Mike, I know you know this guy, but John Johnson from Medicare, I think is odds-on favorite to maybe capture the Gatorade Player of the Year. I compare him a lot to Herb Tyler. You know, Herb, 31 starts at LSU, 26-5. And I think their skill set and their abilities are very, very similar, Herb. And maybe you've seen that as well.
One thing, didn't John's dad go to Old Perry Walker?
He did, yeah.
He got a little bit of genetics in him, but he was lightly recruited. I don't think you can term him lightly recruited anymore.
No,
I think he's got more than a few teams that are very interested.
They should be.
And how well he has developed that quarterback at Edna Carr. Now, yeah, he got great skilled people around him.
Yeah.
But he's making them look good, Rene. That's all I can tell you.
He really is. And, you know, he decommitted from Liberty, but he's got offers from, like, Nebraska, who actually, you know, you're talking about her playing cornerback. John Johnson Jr. is good enough to play cornerback at a Power 5 school. So he is not just a good quarterback. He's a all-around great athlete.
Yep.
Herb, we've talked about this game, and maybe, again, because it's not really – for Alabama, it's a huge game because they've got to continue to win.
A lot of implications,
You know, and now we just looked up – it's almost halftime. Texas A&M, 14-0 lead over Missouri. Georgia wins big today over Mississippi State.
Yep.
You better Ole Miss, a huge win over the Citadel. You better continue to win. And sort of the pressure is more on Alabama today.
It is, yeah.
LSU, 100%. You playing with house money. And nobody expecting you to win this game. Do you think that Herb and I both believe that you'll see a lot more fire from this team playing for Frank Wilson, and they're going to give great effort, and they're not going to quit. Mm-hmm. And I thought you saw against A&M in the fourth quarter, almost like the white towel getting thrown in. We quit. But I don't think that's going to happen against Alabama.
Well, you know, and the thing is that, you know, as we talked about, I wrote an article on CrescentCitySports.com how whenever there's a coaching change, and both of you guys know this, that there's always a little spark at practice, a spark in the locker room. Guys maybe that didn't like the previous coach or whatnot recognize, maybe or recognize more now. And also, Alabama has no tape on the LSU offense. They have no idea. Going back to Alex Atkins when he was at Florida State, he had Jordan Travis, who is a mobile quarterback, averaged almost 5 yards a carry and 31 touchdowns. Does that lead you to believe that you may see a little bit of Michael Van Buren or maybe Juwan Johnson back there to kind of change things up a little bit? Also, in a running game, Alabama, their defense is the fifth most, allows the fifth most yards, almost 150 yards on the ground in the SEC. So that kind of made you leave you believe that Frank Wilson has kind of said he wants to rely a little bit more on the ground game. LSU's been throwing 38 passes a game and only running 28. So maybe that may tilt a little bit more to the ground game and LSU's favor. And also, I want to say this, throughout the history of LSU, the interim coaches, Hal Hunter at Orgeron and Brad Davis, have compiled a 7-3 record. So interim coaches are won 70% of the time.
That's right. Renee, let me ask you this. Do you think that Frank can really not just capture the attention of these players, but also maybe instill something into them going into the off season as well, whoever the new coach would be? And then I'm sure they're going to have to retain Frank at this point, in my mind anyway, whoever the new coach is coming in. But do you think this is something that potentially could also maybe have Frank be a candidate for a coach going into 2026?
Well, you know, Frank, as you both know, Frank was in on a lot of these recruiting guys. A lot of these kids who were recruited to LSU, you know, have gone through Frank Wilson. And you look at this, as you both know, too, that the talent in the state of Louisiana over the past decade, 757 players were either three-star, four-star, or five-star in Louisiana. And since 2016, almost 70 players were drafted into the NFL. There's so much talent. I say that because Frank Wilson has scoured the Pelican State to bring in the best talent, and he knows these players very, very well. And I think he had 2 weeks to push the right buttons. And I don't know if Frank Wilson is going to be the same type of player, but look what Kurt Cignetti has done at Indiana, coming over from James Madison, turned the program around. Sometimes a change does everybody a lot of good. And again, Frank, everybody knows and loves Frank. He's so well-respected by the players and coaches throughout the state.
One of the things, we've talked about it before, also put it out on X during the week, over the last 10 years in yearly regular season rivalry games, Alabama, LSU, number one, they put in out 165 players, drafted players,
that's
to the NFL
lot
in 10 years. Ohio State, Michigan is second with 158, but number one on that list, LSU, Alabama. And we think about all the talent that we've seen out on that deal. And I remember we brought this up with Coach O last Thursday when we had him on. And I said, Coach, what was it like? He was like, college all-star game, T-Boy. Every year it was like a college all-star game. Who was headed to the pros when you watched it? And maybe this year the numbers won't be huge for both schools. But, man, they got a lot of young talent. And what I wanted to ask you about, because I've heard it from a few people, they really think that LSU will lean much more now on Harlan Berry than Caden Durham in the running game. Do you believe that? And I think if that's the case, you may see, you know, Harlan Berry get quite a few touches tonight.
Yeah, I think he did. He only had one carry in last week against Texas A&M in the second half, and I think that he's kind of learning what he needs to do. It was such a jump from single-A football in New Orleans, St. Martin's, to the SEC, and I think he's kind of learned – you know, how to read the defense, watch film and things like that. The hole may not be where it was initially thought to be, but I think you'll see a lot of more Harlan Berry. I'll tell you one guy you need a big game from today is Harold Perkins, who had 70-plus tackles his first 2 years at LSU, and he had 8 stops against South Carolina this year. But, you know, he's only got 33 tackles. Wes Weeks is kind of filled in a little bit, not so much for his brother Whit, but he's the third leading linebacker tackler in the SEC. Mansoor Delane, I know Mike, you know a lot about him and Herb. 7 passes broken up. Teams stay away from him a lot. But one guy who can make a big difference in this game in the special teams, Damian Ramos, is the third leading place kicker in the SEC, converting 82% of his kicks with a long of 52. If it comes down to a field goal, Damian Ramos has been pretty.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Be sure.
One of the things, Renee, you bring on Mansoor Delane, I would have him guard Jeremy Bernard. With Ryan Williams banged up for this game, if I got to rotate some coverage, I will. But my thing is, Bernard has been the guy over the last few weeks. If you watch Alabama, they've leaned on him. My thing is, you ain't going to beat me with him. I'm going to put Delane on him and say, you're going to beat me? Beat me with the guy that's kind of nicked up right now with Ryan Williams. But I'm not letting you beat me with Jeremy Bernard, who's a great story because of the fact he's a 3-time transfer guy. I mean, starts at Michigan State, goes to Washington, now at Alabama. And he had a major knee injury, but he's played to the point where I think he would be a mid to 20s first round pick in this draft. He's the scary guy for me if I'm LSU on defense.
I can totally concur with you, Mike, and you know that better than I, but Bernard has really been the money guy. When they need a big yard, a big catch, they go to him. And as you mentioned, Ryan Williams is a little bit dinged up a little bit, but between Jeremy, Bernard, and Williams, they have 71 catches for over 1,000 yards and 9 touchdowns. But Bernard is the guy that can hurt you. He's got a lot of experience. And Ty Simpson, I mean, he leads the SEC in passing efficiency, 20 touchdown passes, only 1 interception, completing almost 68% of his passes. And he had 340 yards against Vanderbilt. But Simpson and Bernard can really, really hurt you. They're dialed in together. They know each other's moves. And you're right. LSU's going to have to get pressure on him. And with either Harold Perkins or Wes Weeks or maybe the front four, they got to get pressure on Simpson.
20 touchdowns, 1 interception. That sounds like Herb Tyler numbers, huh?
All day long, baby.
All day long.
So legendary.
give us kind of a look. What do you think will happen tonight? I think you'll probably go pick Alabama, but do you think this game will be close? A lot of people really think they can hang with Alabama, and it may come down to Ty Simpson at the end maybe making a play. Your thoughts, Renee?
I think it's going to be a big play. And again, I hate to overplay this because both of you guys know a lot more than this. You know, I'm not going to try to fool you, but the fact that LSU's coming in here with an offense that Alabama knows very little about. They know the players, but they don't know what Alex Atkins is going to do. And what Frank Wilson has kind of instilled. So can LSU capitalize on maybe the first couple of possessions, two or three possessions, and maybe score or at least get a little control and give themselves some confidence? I think they're going to have to hold down Alabama scoring. If it's a game in the 20s, LSU has a chance. I think if it's in a low 20s, I think LSU has a chance. That's easier said than done. But again, you know, you got to step up. LSU has it's second in the SEC with 10 interceptions, and A.J. Halsey's got two of those. So he's going to have to play a big game against Simpson. And if LSU, if they play Ball Hawk in the secondary, that could play huge in this contest.
Renee, thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. And Herb was telling me he didn't remember the last time y'all had met, but it's been a few years, so I'm glad we were able to hook everything up.
Yes, sir.
Well, he was on with us with Tiger Vision a couple of times, I'm sure, through my 16 years, so it's always good to catch up with you guys again.
Yes,
thanks,
sir.
Thanks so much, Renee. Appreciate it, buddy.
You have a great day. Thank you, guys.
That was our Keys to the Game segment, and it's brought to you weekly by Hug and Hall Equipment Company. Been in existence since 1956, five locations here in the state of Louisiana. We'll be back to finish it off here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgate Show right after this break.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.